With us right now, Marathon County's Chief Deputy Chad Billup. A new effort just starting that will help raise a little money for the canine officer program. What can you tell us about that?
The Marathon County Sheriff's Department went out and met with some of our local community partners, some businesses who have offered to sponsor us in a number of different ways in order to bring a canine program to the Sheriff's Department.
Now, this is something new to the Sheriff's Department, isn't it? Several of the municipal areas have a canine, but does the county?
The county does not. We have not had a canine for quite a while. Back in the early 90s, there was a small canine program at the Sheriff's Department. But with the recent developments throughout the community, as many people know, the problems we're having with controlled substances, heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine, the Sheriff's Department feels that there's a significant need to get more dogs out on the street, and specifically into some of those rural areas that are underserved.
Right now, when you need a canine unit, you almost have to call mutual aid from somebody that has one. That sometimes takes a lot of time, doesn't it?
It does, and with case law, it does prohibit us from getting those dogs. Oftentimes, there's a certain amount of time we have within which to make a stop, make contact with an operator of a vehicle, and then have a dog available for us. And out in the county, that isn't always able to happen. We rely heavily on the dogs that are in the metro area here. And on the west end of the county, in Abbotsford, we have some access to a dog and to Marshfield's dogs, but we do not have one at the department.
So the new effort, I believe, is called Pause for Enforcing Laws?
It is the Marathon County Sheriff's Department's K-9 Paws Enforcing Laws.
And what if somebody wants to learn more about that? I believe you've got a website or a Facebook site to help them figure it out, right?
We have created a Facebook page. It is exactly as I stated before, the Marathon County Sheriff's Department, K-9 Paws Enforcing Laws. You can find us there. There's also some information on the Marathon County Sheriff's Department website right on our main homepage. There's some information on the program, and we will have flyers coming out soon, and we're going to try to get out into the community and give them a little more information about what this program is going to entail.
Now, getting a canine officer is not easy, and it's certainly not cheap, as we learned with the most recent acquisition by Everest Metro's effort. It takes thousands of dollars just to get the dog, not to mention the maintenance and care.
It does. On average, it costs close to $15,000 just to get the dog. We plan on going with a kennel that is very reputable. It's the kennel that has supplied a number of the dogs in the metro area here, and they're out of Indiana. We would be sending our officer down to Indiana for 6 weeks to get acquainted with the dog and get trained. And honestly, the officer has to be trained more than the dog does in order to get that animal back here and in service in Marathon County.
Have you already got an officer picked out or volunteered for canine duty?
We do not. We are currently going through a process with our patrol deputies where we're seeking officers who want or are interested in having the canine. Those officers have until, I believe, Sunday to sign up. They have to submit a resume. They have to do a cover letter. And they will be going through an interview and selection process, which is going to include officers from the local area who manage their canines, to get a feel for which officers on the Sheriff's Department would be best suited to have a dog.
No easy task.
No, we want to make sure we pick the right person. We want to make sure that we have officers that are committed to this because it's a long-term commitment. These dogs are typically in service for up to 7 years and in some cases longer than that. And these officers have to know that if they're going to sign on for this duty, they need to be committed to it for that long.
And even longer, I believe the animals, when they retire, stay with the officer.
The officer will have the option of keeping the dog when the dog retires from service. Hopefully that's a long time down the road.
You, I believe, have some businesses that have signed on to help sponsor some of this, looking for more businesses and individuals, no doubt.
We are looking for both businesses and individuals. You'll see the list on both the Facebook page as well as in our press release of all of the businesses that have stepped up and really have just come to meet with us and provide ideas and resources, things that normally we wouldn't have thought of on our own because they've got marketing professionals and professional writers that they work with who have really just given us a whole lot of hope and a lot of encouragement along the way.
Along with the various local sponsorship opportunities, are you also eligible for some of the grant programs that might help?
We are applying for grants through community organizations. We are also working with some of the as you call them, the drug agencies that we work with to see if there's funding through them, as well as through the different kennels. There are support groups out there that do provide grants, and we are looking into those as well.
Looking at the size of the area you have to cover as the Sheriff's Department and the number of officers you have out on patrol, are you looking at getting one dog or more than one dog? And if one or more, what is the projected goal for acquiring that dog?
As we look at how we're going to manage this canine program, we want to make sure that the program is sustainable, that if we bring a dog on, we will have the funds available to maintain that dog for that 7 years. We figure that a dog over the course of 7 years is going to cost us about $25,000. With that number in mind, as we have funds to do it, we want to add dogs. We want to have a minimum of two and a maximum of four dogs within our patrol division because of exactly what you've said. This is the largest county in the state of Wisconsin. We cover just under 1,600 square miles. And we have a lot of small towns, villages, that do not have the luxury of a canine, and we want to be able to provide that service to them. So to have more dogs on and a regimented program, we feel would be a huge benefit to the county.